This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let me just say, it's not like we didn't warn you on the other side. And I'm going to go to the All Things Mavs Twitter account, quote, couldn't even get 24 hours of just enjoying Paige Bueckers in Dallas before Nico Harrison did something stupid. I will let you decide for yourself. It was, I've seen some people calling it a secret meeting. I mean, it feels like we all knew about it, so it wasn't that secret, but cameras and recording devices were not allowed in the meeting. However, I can tell you some of the things that got said. You ready?
Yes.
I feel really bad about the trade. I wish I hadn't have done it. It's not something that Nico Harrison said in the roundtable discussion. Instead, he said, quote, there's no regrets on the trade. Part of it is doing the best thing for the Mavericks. Now, I can see how contemporary fans would be like, how is this the best thing for the Mavericks? He continued, if you look at the team after the trade, prior to the injuries, it is a, quote, championship team. And then Nico added, once everyone's at full strength, the team will have one of the strongest front lines in the NBA. I mean, that's great, but, like, that's not what happened. That kind of goes back to what we were just talking about with Stephen Jones. Like, that's great if it works out and Dak stays healthy the whole time. I don't think that is going to happen.
I'm with you there. I see that vision. I understand it. You're trying to do something that nobody else has and nobody else knows how to stop, is having something big that you can get points there whenever you want to. That's the idea. The injury to Kyrie blew that up for him,
sure.
Right? Like that's the biggest factor here in the lack of success since the trade is Kyrie's injury and then the multitude of injuries beyond that. So you're saying Luka wasn't a good defensive player, I guess. Is that what they're telling us?
Now, all right, I'm glad that you said that because I have maybe numbers on the other side of the trade that you're like, okay, is it working out the way you thought? So Rick Welts was also part of this, and he said in his 47-year NBA career, he's never seen a more passionate fan base than Dallas, which is not something I feel like I've ever heard about Mavericks fans. But, I mean, it's not. But then he added, we hear them. It's on us to win their trust back. The story is unfinished. We understand the plan. But as you said, it goes back to defense because Nico said this was the best decision going forward. Okay, let's take a look. Since the trade took place, the Dallas Mavericks, where do you think they rank defensively in the NBA?
First, obviously.
Probably, one would think. Now, there have been injuries, although I don't know if you can call the injury to Kyrie. Now, that's problematic for the team. I don't know if that would have as big of an impact on the defensive rating as obviously Anthony Davis and, well, every big who's ever existed for this team. Dallas Mavericks, since the trade, 24th in the NBA in defensive rating.
Okay.
Whoops. And they have allowed the most points in the paint during that time frame. Now, at least with that, I can understand how you're like, hey,
Lively,
Gafford, Davis, like that.
PJ was your center and point guard.
And that's not a winning combination just because like he should not be expected to do that. But like, yeah. So I realize that you've had injuries and maybe it changes totally, completely next year. But since the trade, they're 24th in defensive rating.
Yeah. And I also understand last year they did kind of get beat up. I mean, they definitely got beat up against the Celtics. They couldn't stop them defensively. They didn't have anything that like a matchup they loved versus KP. And maybe they were looking at it going, hey, Anthony Davis is a good matchup for Porzingis. And then we have other things that we can feel comfortable with. And it does feel like they were very specifically focusing on defeating Boston in the finals.
Yes.
Like this whole thing has felt that way to me, and they didn't feel like they got the effort or whatever it was from Luka in that finals that they needed to get over the top.
And I do realize, especially what was it, game three, obviously not his finest hour. I just don't understand that contention to start with. Not your contention. I know it's the Mavericks' contention. That the team made it this far and you don't give them another crack at it.
Right.
Like if
you won the NBA championship, yes, and then tore the team apart the next year.
Well,
who
it's
would
not
do
like
that?
We would ever. Oh, wait.
Crap.
But like, I get it. Let's say they would have kept Luka, stayed the course. Hopefully the injuries wouldn't happen and we'll see how everything shakes out. And you don't make it back to the NBA finals, or you make it back to the NBA finals and get waxed in the exact same way by the Boston Celtics. Then I see how you go back to the drawing board. How that happens in the year where people did not think you would make it to the NBA Finals, and then you did make it to the NBA Finals, and that's when you decided that the player who led you there wasn't good enough? That's weird timing to me.
I completely agree with you. I have agreed with you on that front, and I still haven't understood it. I try to see this idea and what they're trying to accomplish, and that's what I keep coming back to, is I don't know how it helps you beat Minnesota. I don't know how it helps you beat Oklahoma City, but I see how it helps you match up against Boston. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's weird where I'm looking at the other teams going, you still got to get there. And Luka's the one that got you over the top against Minnesota and Oklahoma City. Like, there were times when Kyrie did disappear, and then he did come alive a couple different times. But Luka was that guy. So it still doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But obviously, Kevin, there was a problem with Luka. And that was the reason. I'm sure he addressed this problem with Luka at length. And it was more about
honestly
off-court stuff than it was on-court.
Okay, I will tell you this. If I'm going to give Nico the benefit of the doubt in any situation, it's right there. I'm not going to dispute that. I have no idea what like heart-to-heart conversations took place. Maybe there were numerous heart-to-heart conversations with then Cuban, then Dumont, now Harrison along the way is like, hey, you have to stop. Like, seriously, we can't do this anymore. I'll give him credit. I have no idea if that took place. But here's my other question for both of y'all. All right, fine. Let's say he did go on camera. Nico Harrison goes on camera today and he says, I'm sorry. This trade was clearly one of the dumbest in NBA history. Literally says it like that. Does that make anybody feel better?
No, it doesn't make me, I won't speak for everybody, but I mean, it'll just be recognition of what we all already know, you know, and it feels like it's way too little too late for me. You know, if you really felt like this was that stupid, you wouldn't have done it. So why are we even having this conversation, especially this far removed from it? Now, it would be something if, like, let's just say 10 years from now, he gets on a podcast and he says, yeah, I wouldn't have done that. You know, if I had a chance to do it over, might be a little bit different because I'm probably not as angry in the moment. But,
okay,
you know, and it would feel a little bit more justified saying, hey, we tried to do that little 3-year run with Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, so on and so forth. And it just didn't work. I had a plan. It sucked. I'm sorry. Saying it right now before this plan is even, what, a third of the way done?
Yeah.
You know, I want this to play out. And then we can say, look how stupid that was. We gave you 3 years and you still couldn't figure it out. Anthony Davis is gone. Kyrie Irving is gone. So on and so forth. We have no salary cap space. We have no draft picks to build this team. Now what do we do? That's when I'm going to say, okay, I'll listen to you right now. I don't want to hear anything from him.
I don't want to respond to this text. I just don't understand what they don't understand about what I'm saying and asking. There was problems with MJ and star basketball player. You learn to live with those problems. He's a generational talent, Corey. Gosh, you're so dumb.
Oh, what did you say that I don't know. Was against that?
I have no clue. But, you know, you just can't appease everybody, I guess. But we've acknowledged that many times and acknowledged how much we care about Luka along the way.
It's a weird decision, too, to decide that today's the day that you're going to have this. Like right after the Wings took, hopefully, their franchise-changing player. But the day after that, that's when you're going to do this and you're going to say no cameras or recording devices, but I trust all of my minions to go out in the world. You know what? I do believe one of the people there was Mike Curtis. So we might need to circle back and talk with him because I would just love, I know he's in the news business and he's not necessarily a columnist, but I would love to kind of pick his brain a little bit of like, hey, it's neat that you got to be there, but this is a questionable decision,
right?
That's
a great idea, and I like Mike Curtis a lot. I think he's fantastic at what he does. Do you mind if I throw a note in here that I think you're going to be happy and sad about all at the same time?
Oh,
sources, according to Ian Rappaport, that Tyron Smith is set to sign a one-day contract and retire.
I can confirm that.
Of the you can?
Yes. Dallas Cowboys put out an announcement. Tomorrow.
So we have two sources now.
Yeah, that's right. And that's how you do it in journalism. At 2 p.m., there is going to be a Tyron Smith press conference with what you just said.
G-Bag's going to get all those ratings.
I mean, okay.
I mean, one station under God is what I've always said.
I will cheer for G-Bag as well, but Tyron Smith will, like you said, sign the deal and retire with the Dallas Cowboys.
He's awesome.
I think he's going to make the Hall of Fame. His case is not as simple as Zach Martin. Like, Zach Martin will be a first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubter. Tyron Smith.
The separation between tackles is harder to find, I think, than guards.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, there are so many talented tackles out there that they're taking care of their quarterback. And as many guards there are, the elite level that Zach Martin stood up to, like, was just so much further than everybody else that was a guard.
Yeah.
Tyron is in a mix with a bunch of really talented dudes.
So I'm going to be curious to see if he makes it. I think eventually he'll make it. I'm just not sure what that process is. Now, I wanted to hit this text going back to the Mavs and Anthony Davis. From the 214, people that don't watch Lakers games don't even recognize that Anthony Davis was getting MVP chance the first month of the season. But that's the issue with Anthony Davis this year and for many years of his career. Nobody disputes what an excellent player he is. We've talked about this time and again. It's hard to argue. Yeah, it's hard to argue when he's on point that he's not a top 10, if not top 6 player in the league. But that issue that they brought up the first month of the season, but then he got hurt as soon as he got here. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously been what's, not to make a joke about it, like hamstrung his career. And so nobody disputes how good he is. It's just the issue that comes along with when will he be available. And if the first taste Mavericks fans got was you couldn't make it through the first game, what do you expect? What do you expect people's thoughts to be about that?
Yeah, to have the size and the ability that he has is very rare. It is the unicorn KP idea, but he's a better defensive player than KP by far. It's just the ability. And maybe it is. Look around the league, Kevin. Those guys that are that size and capable of doing these things just haven't traditionally stayed that healthy. I mean, we were talking about KP. That's one. Dirk is a unique character. Like, Dirk's that unique dude that stayed that healthy. Anthony Davis, you saw him in college. You watched him all along. There has been, though, this idea of he's not the alpha in the room. And a lot of people, I wonder if that's the question. Isn't Kyrie that guy in that room? And if he's missing, then that combination that they were hoping for just doesn't work out.
Now, I like this, Corey, from the 469. Maybe the presser is at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
it would be weird if the Cowboys sent out the presser on Eastern time.
It would be, well, you know what? Like I said, I'm hoping the best for G-Bag and during that press conference. It'll be right after our show. I'm looking forward to being a good lead-in.
Alec, does this sound like he's...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking forward to the best for G-Bag.
I'm so bitter about this.
Looks like questions.
Has he picked a side?
He has.
On the Bobby nosebleed dispute?
Ooh.
Wow. I'm team Bobby, huh?
Mark that. Mm. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, finally, we'll get into Gridiron Gravy. Forget the draft. Is this where the Cowboys are going to get their next top-notch wide receiver? We'll do that. AM on the FM. Probably maybe some more Nico next on The Fan.
First and 10 to a ton of Bynoe. Armstead the block and he's going deep. He's caught Hill. Foot race. Driving. That is six. Oh, he's a ghost. 80-yard touchdown.
Forget all your Tet McMillan and Matthew Golden thoughts. I'm going to pitch out something far more extreme in this segment as we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
Now let's start with this. You know what? I'm just going to jump right to it. How the Cowboys could trade for Tyreek Hill. All right, hear me out.
What?
Because I knew I'd get some naysayers.
We're not doing it. Is that naysaying?
Yes, but that's okay.
I say nay.
Because the Cowboys won't do it or because you're against it?
Both. I don't necessarily want him on my team.
No?
There's a reason that I don't.
Oh, are we not supposed to say?
I don't think Dak can throw it to him that far.
Oh, I will just say that then. I thought you were going to tell me something really terrible behind the scenes.
Look, man, when it comes to the Cowboys, I feel like there has been a lot of deserved negativity. Like, sure. I do not think that it's not deserved the way things have gone. And I don't want to just keep piling on that because there are also really good things. And I feel like we do a pretty good job of balancing good and bad things whenever we're having discussions about any of our teams. But that is one of the things with Dak is I just don't trust his deep ball ability that much. There were times that I loved. I thought he was great at it. But it just hasn't quite been there. And when it comes to Tyreek Hill, that's his best play. I just torched you.
Yeah.
I just torched all of y'all. Nobody's even close to me right now. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's what Dak needs is him to be 15 yards past everybody and wide open. I don't know. But anyway, make the trade, Kevin. Let's see how this works.
Okay.
Now that I've said nay.
No, that's fine. Alec, would you also, before I get into the logistics of it, would you also say nay?
I think I would.
Okay.
Just because there's going to be a lot of capital involved, but there's going to be a lot of baggage outside of that too. The
pending legal issues, I know, are of concern.
That's
when
rough.
When you said a lot of capital, what if I said it will essentially cost you a second round pick?
It's a lot still.
Okay.
So hold on.
That's what I wanted to know then.
So hold on. We're taking Hampton then in the first round?
So, and you can make that determination, but...
Is it next year's second?
No, it is. It would be this year's second. Okay. So right. One of the supposed deals or the proposed deal would be you get Tyreek and a fifth round pick this year because we need more fifth round picks. And you send away your second round pick and then next year's fourth round pick. Because it wouldn't feel right to me if there was a draft coming up that the Cowboys hadn't traded away their fourth round pick.
Okay.
So I need to keep that tradition going into next year as well.
From the 6'8" Joe Milton can throw the deep ball. That is bad. So Kevin, if you're going to tell me.
He can throw the high ball too.
We're in a place where that can happen, then maybe I'm changing my mind just a little bit.
So... And I wanted to throw it out there because I thought about the cap space and I thought about if ever the cap space was going to come in handy, but let's be honest, it's going to roll over. I understand that in my heart of heart, but part of me just wanted to ask if you'd be interested because you would take a cap hit for Tyreek Hill, potentially right now sitting at $27 million. I do not think that is the charge that you would take in. I think you could actually make it significantly closer to $20 million. So essentially $20 million and a second round pick is what it would be for Tyreek Hill. But I understand y'all's concerns about the draft capital involved and your quarterback, and that all makes sense.
And when it does come to the off-field stuff, I mean, somehow he's made it into two franchises. He's still in the NFL. I don't like
so that good.
That's a weird, it's a weird thing. And that's a valid point is, and I wonder, you know, we've had this discussion many times. We've seen it on the fan text. We've asked, do you care about the off-field stuff? Majority of the people say they don't.
That is true.
That for whatever reason.
That is. No, that is true. All right. I wanted to run down some quick betting odds with you for the top five of the draft. Cam Ward.
Betting segment?
Yeah.
Or play segment?
Yeah. See, that's where we're going to have to change the verbiage. All right.
Playing with Kevin.
No.
I hate that.
To all of that.
All right.
Now, Cam Ward, obviously a very heavy favorite to be the number one pick.
7 minutes and Kevin.
From that.
I hate that even more.
I appreciate the cleverness of it, much like Sean and RJ's master segment, Talk Birdie to Me. I appreciate the cleverness of that, but let's say no.
All right. Okay. All right.
Please don't. I know what's going to happen. Do not send in your preposterously dirty suggestions for the segment because you know we can't read them on air.
The idea is a betting segment or segment for plays.
Daily Fantasy.
With Kevin Hagland.
Totally different.
From the KNC Masterpiece. So whatever word play y'all want to have with that.
All right.
I still like 7 minutes and Kevin.
Cam Ward. Yeah, I bet there's a lot of people who would. Cam Ward is the betting favorite for number one. Travis Hunter, betting favorite to be second. Abdul Carter, betting favorite to be third. This I'm still a little surprised about because of how like polarizing this prospect seemed to be. Will Campbell is the betting favorite to go number four. And then...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Does it feel like there would be a move up for that or that they need him specifically?
No, I think that would be a stay, okay. But I'm just surprised because so many people have tried to pick that player apart. Him and Shador, I feel like, have obviously got picked apart a whole lot. And then Mason Graham, who some people have mocked as high as number two, the defensive lineman from Michigan, is now the betting favorite to go fifth. But I want to talk some more about the quarterbacks because I know ESPN talked about it this morning like it was the biggest breaking news in the history of the world that Shador Sanders was going to have a private workout for the Giants. Like, you would have thought the Giants announced that they were drafting Shador for sure at number three. Well, guess what? The Giants are also holding a private workout with Jalen Milroe. Here's a hypothesis for you. Do you think that the Giants are pretty locked in on Carter and then they're going to trade back up
to
get a quarterback? And the two now that they want to compare
are in that area
are Shador and Jalen Milroe. Now, I realize that would be a drop for Shador and a rise for Milroe, but we talked about the economy of the draft for a while now, and it really feels like Milroe's stocks are going way up.
Yeah, that's a fascinating approach to that. Because my first idea was having both of those quarterbacks there to watch them just say, all right, now y'all throw the ball at each other's head as hard as you can and see whichever one lasts is the winner. You know, that was my idea, but you proposed something very different.
Yeah, and so that's what I think you should consider, is that maybe the one I see so far that I like is At Odds with Kevin.
Okay.
I think that's good, and that's radio friendly.
I like the one that says, to honor Mike, I would suggest Indecent Proposal.
Okay, that is objectively clever as well.
Props, I like it.
Yes, I do. Indecent Proposal. Okay, I like that. Look, there are other things that we probably can't read. There are elements that you can when you put them all together. It's just not going to work. But keep an eye out on the Giants. Not that they would necessarily move away from, assuming Travis Hunter goes second, Abdul Carter, but just keep an eye on if they would trade back up.
Dude, if they got another quarter too, like that defensive front beast with, I mean, like that's a very tough, they have so many other things, but that would make, that's the idea of we have a really good thing. Let's make it better and also make the rest of the team better in other ways while we're doing it. That would be a great play for the Giants.
Now, I was intrigued by this from Caleb Williams. I know this is not necessarily the way sports are going, but did you see what Caleb Williams said? I don't want to be friends with other quarterbacks. I want a competitive advantage. He said, I think the NFL has become very friendly, and I'm not interested in that. I feel like for a certain amount of the audience, that is going to speak to everything that they're all about. What do you think about that?
I agree, and I think there is a lot of deference and respect amongst the guys because they all look at it and go, oh, yeah, I know you're really good. And they understand how good Mahomes is.
Right.
I think Tom Brady kind of really, he would smile at your face and then then turn around and say, I'm going to cut that fool. Like that's how I felt Tom Brady was, in that he's shaking your hand. He's telling you how great you are. But when he's training, he's thinking about beating you and being better than you on this day. That was a Bill Parcellsism for sure. I'm sure lots of other coaches have used that. Like, be the best at your position today, because if you are, our team's going to win. Yeah. And not just quarterback, but every single position on the field. So I feel like Tom Brady kind of gave you this feeling of, he likes me, and that's cool. But then he's over there doing all the other things that it takes to defeat you. And you're not, because you're not thinking, I hate that guy over there. And sometimes hate is the biggest motivator.
I could see that. Look, obviously, I could see that. From the 817, Kevin wins you all of the money. This one, the next one I don't care for.
False advertising, though, in case they lose.
Yeah, that's true. From the 214, you don't need car insurance, so bet that premium payment with Kevin. You definitely need car insurance. I don't even remember what that was from. But it's the same thing with the cousin thing. You
had a real disdain for Jake from State Farm. Like, you were just very upset about him. I don't know if it was a khaki
pants. That doesn't mean you don't need car insurance.
I don't know, man.
Okay, get car insurance and don't hook up with your cousin. All right? That doesn't feel like too much to ask, does it?
Wow.
All right.
There are people out there trying to find love.
Yeah, well, find it with somebody you're not related to. Again, I don't feel like that's the highest bar.
I do.
Now, if you want to hit me back with some Adam and Eve, aren't we all related? Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Fine that you're so, so far away from that you would never even know that person.
Lucky number Kevin. You know how I love that movie, Lucky Number 11. So I'm a supporter. I'm a supporter of that.
That is good. All right. Two things. We're going to talk about a story that I have been epically fascinated by, and then one you've been epically fascinated by. The Fall of Favre will debut next month on Netflix.
Oh, I thought we have literally witnessed it.
Oh, yeah. So Front Office Sports says it's going to come out May 20th. The documentary is going to look into what happened with Jen Sturger, you know, the junk mail incident. And then it's also going to go into the Mississippi welfare scandal and then the ensuing lawsuits with Pat McAfee and Shannon Sharp. And I know Favre has consistently denied any connection with the welfare scandal. I'm bummed that he declined to be interviewed for the documentary. I understand why, but I would just love to hear more about his point of view, because I am definitely one of those people who's like, it's not looking good for you,
buddy. I just wanted to make the best for my kids. You know,
yeah,
that's all
fine.
I was trying to do.
That's fine. You can't divert multiple millions of dollars from welfare to build an arena for your daughter. Well, I guess you can.
Yeah, maybe you can.
But it's not legal.
Maybe you can, but he tried.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
he's
so.
He's like, I did. I mean,
yeah. Because he had the power of copper bracelets driving him on. Like, I don't know.
His knees were the strongest because of those copper. Dude, those things actually do work, though. I've used them.
Okay, it's just the way they describe them sometimes.
I felt like I could jump higher and run farther than I ever have.
They do make it seem like you're going to turn into Wolverine with the adamantium. It's going to bond into your body and whatever.
That's not the way it works.
Now,
I just feel a little bit better.
Here's a story I know you care about a lot. Max Crosby is the latest to decide he's getting into the GMing game. He is going to be the assistant general manager for Eastern Michigan.
Dude, I've been saying this all along, and Alec, I think it was around Christmas time when we were working together for the first time on air. That was awesome time.
That's nice.
This seems like a fun job and a job. I don't know the salaries. Like, that's the one thing that I haven't seen, and I don't know if we're going to get that. Like, I don't know if that'll ever start happening, but it just seems like it's a great, maybe it's just an honorary position more than anything. Assistant GM.
Does assistant GM feel like the honorary position?
Like, we don't know what Michael Young does, but he's around.
Sure.
And so, therefore, maybe they're around and they do things, and that brings some prestige. It brings some intrigue. It brings people, hey, dude, I need to get this, we need to get this recruit. Max Crosby's here to sell, and this guy won for the, you know, like, maybe that's what it is. That being said, UNT, if y'all are looking for an assistant GM for anything, y'all let me know.
You know who I'd love to pair you up with is UNT. You and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, dude, that would be so.
No, you
awesome.
Need somebody who has a tie.
I would
to
love
the
that.
University.
I would. I have a tie to UNT.
That's what I'm saying. So not when you said me, not me, you and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Dude, you know how cool that would be?
Yeah.
Me and Stone Cold. Me and Stone Cold just crushing beers and just hanging out, watching college football and recruiting people. Stone Cold, if you're out there, let's go pitch this thing to UNT together. Go Mean Green.
Yeah.
My son's going to be there next year probably, so that makes it even better for me. I can be on campus watching what he's doing at all times.
From the 817... When is the Rangers hate segment, Kevin? I don't.
It was the first segment.
No, that was not a hate segment.
It was how negative everything's been lately.
It's on the website now.
Right now it says all the reasons the Rangers aren't fun to watch so far this season. What is that? Feels like hate. The next segment looks like it's Rangers panic.
Hey,
did we move that one?
We did move that.
Okay.
You jerk. You'll get that segment tomorrow.
Okay,
along
so
with
tomorrow
Bruce Bochy.
For the person that wants the Rangers hate segment.
Also, stop sending these messages in from the 682. Hey, since our cousins are out of the running, what is the name and number of your hot female cousin? No, I mean, I guess that's better. Like, I don't know if you should be hitting people up and be like, you got an attractive cousin. Like, I don't know if that's the direction you should go, but I will tell you.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's better than hooking up with your own cousin. significantly better.
Somebody did text in and said that Charles Darwin dated his or married his cousin. And I said, he's dead. So look how that worked out for him.
Yeah. Can we? Okay.
Take that, Charles.
Yeah. Survival of the fittest this.
Look, there are a lot of things that happened not that long ago that we should all be sad about. All right. So let's just say, hopefully in the last 50 years, people have not been banging their cousins. And let's go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just look at like the last 50 years and be like, don't do it. I get it. We had a president who married his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But we don't have to do that anymore. We have so many people. Pick somebody different.
There are a lot of people out there.
Yes.
Dude, what about the people that find love? All right. Like they go to another country and they meet somebody and they find love. And then many, many years later, they find out it was their cousin.
How close of a cousin was that? You never met this person. You didn't even know they existed. All right, fine. I'm going to add another disclaimer. Oh, this feels like a bad idea, though. I'll listen to your case if you had no idea this person existed. All right? You'd never even heard of them. But if you heard of this person before, anytime, they're off the list if they're in your family. All right?
There's no hear me out on this.
No. If they're like, hey, Alec, you have this cousin named Belinda. And like 15 years in the future, you meet her. She is off limits.
Well, the first red flag is that her name is Belinda.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a little 1700s for me.
Okay, Alexander. Little judgy there, don't you think?
Hey, there's a reason I don't go by that. My company email says otherwise.
Okay, Kevin. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yes, that is the president I was referencing.
It was his fifth cousin, once removed. How far is the separation again?
I don't really understand.
I'm married, so I'm not really worried
about
it.
The once removed part. Yeah. I get confused about how you got to be a fifth cousin once removed versus a fourth cousin twice removed.
That is a good point, yeah.
I'll admit, that is a weak spot in my knowledge.
Yeah.
We're the KNC masterpiece. I swear it was about a lot of sports.
It was right a really here, good spot. I mean, it was a really talented sports segment. I liked it.
105.3 The Fan.
So much talent.
Coming up, and see, and this is the thing, Alec, where you try to figure out the balancing act of how to do this show.
The segment is called Cousin Court, where Kevin hears out all your cases.
Okay, that actually does sound like that would be an entertaining segment.
You just want to gavel.
But you do these segments where you're like, man, I feel like we really brought the Cowboys intensity or the Rangers knowledge. And you get...
That was a good NFL topic.
Six texts.
Yeah.
Then you say, don't date your cousin, and you get 200 texts in the span of 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's because we know what the Tolos really want, Kevin. And then there's that one guy that's like, why are y'all talking about this? Because all these texts, that's the reason why most of the time.
And then somebody texted in that Jalen Ramsey is being released by the Dolphins. Yeah, because they were going to try to seek a trade for him and probably realize that there's no one in the universe that wants to take on that contract.
Mm-hmm.
Time for a release. Now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
How do I follow up Cousin Court? We'll find out here in a matter of moments. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney's text line. Wants you to answer the question of the day there. And then I got a few different directions we can go that do not involve cousins.
Alec, one more cousin thing for you.
Oh, no.
From the 214, this is not me. This is somebody who texted it.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I should just not? Okay, whatever. They say, this person is Hispanic. And they said, we always ask, do you got any hot cousins? We literally asked that. And the response will be like, I don't know, that one, as they point to the hot one. But they'll be like, but she's kind of a B too. So then you just got to figure that equation out on your own. And she's not related to you. So make up your own mind. Back to you, Alec.
I don't even know how to rebound from that. It's time for AM on the FM. We're going to get to the question of the day right away. As I was doing some reading this morning, and I saw Topps had a really cool announcement that I want to get to.
Okay, I'm glad that you're bringing this up, because I had this as a note, and I was like, I wonder if Alex is going to mention it.
Yes, and it's going to fuel the question of the day. Thankfully, we're going to get away from Cousin Court. If we could put any piece of sports memorabilia inside of a trading card for you to own, what would you want that to be? 877-881-1053.
I would obviously want it to be the golf ball that they found from outer space. Now, assuming...
They found it?
No, they... I'm saying that's why I would want it. But if it's something that we have to know is in someone's possession, I would have to rethink my answer.
Do you think that that golf ball is like lodged into another planet somewhere? Do you think it doesn't exist? Like it's just gone?
I think it's... I know, I think it exists. I just think it's... Yeah, so far away that our tiny brains can't even fathom.
Probably so, because space is huge.
It's that is
once you
true.
Get up there, you see, as Choppy said, all the blackness. That there's just nothingness out there and little stars.
And it's getting bigger.
I've kind of been adamant about this forever. A piece of the wall from where Willie Mays made that catch.
Oh yeah.
When I was a kid. I've told you multiple times that I always read his autobiography and Mickey Mantle's Earl Campbell and Tony Dorsett. Those four books were the ones I always went to, and I would sit there and look at that picture, and I heard the audio. You remember as a kid, the audio, and it would just play in my head as I'm staring at this picture and I'm imagining him running to that wall, and it just, there's so much to it. So for me, it's very, I didn't see it live. But it was something for me that it built. It's so ingrained in my brain. So if there was a piece of that wall in a card with that picture, like that would be awesome.
Okay, that is actually. I wanted to tell you about a card I actually have.
Ooh.
So I have a card that has little tiny pieces of the Berlin Wall in it.
Huh.
And it's super cool, and it's got JFK.
It's like
the front.
When we had that Mick Jagger hair card. Or
yes.
Whatever.
Yes. I was Keith Richards.
Keith Richards, yes. That's right.
But yeah, same kind of deal. So it's not the most expensive card in the world. It's got JFK in the front. It's got little pieces of the Berlin Wall in it. And so, Alec, I just think that stuff is really cool. Like, put outside.
Tyson's
like,
ear, or Vander Holyfield's ear that Tyson bit.
Maybe not that, but you get your answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was my second option.
Okay.
I don't know how, like, well-preserved that is, or... Did they sell back on?
I don't remember.
Nobody could even ask the question.
Now, the 214 is in agreement with you. They want a piece of that ear. That's just a weird
there
sentence.
There it is, yeah.
Why?
That's a very weird sentence. From the 254, Corey Seager's bat from the home run he hit in the bottom of the ninth, game one of the World Series. That's
a good one.
You're fitting the whole bat into the card?
Oh, a piece of it.
A piece of it.
Maybe like part of the barrel where it has his name.
Yes.
Printed on it.
Was that the card, or was that the bat that broke eventually in the World Series, or was it at some point? I remember we kept asking Coach. He was like, yeah, that thing's got to weigh about 42 ounces with all the pine tar on it. And I was like, yes. And then it broke, and we were like, oh my gosh. And he was still awesome. But yeah, I'm in on something like that. I'd love it.
Let's see. From the 214, I'd like a card containing a single cleat from Bo Jackson's cleats whenever he ran up the wall.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
That's an uber-specific one that I really like.
Yeah.
I really like that. I see plenty of jokes about people who are no longer here, like JFK.
Oh, my God.
For the record, that was not a JFK joke. That is an actual card that I actually have.
Oh, yeah, we know. There's some very specific ones that we will not get to, unfortunately. But let's see, 877-881-1053. I like this one. A piece of memorabilia you'd like in a sports card for yourself. You get to own this one of one card from the 972, a feather from the bird that Randy Johnson hit.
Oh my gosh.
Well.
Oh my gosh.
That's the best answer.
Or one of its eggs that was left behind.
Oh no. Man.
They couldn't live after.
Okay, just for the record, the bird didn't explode. He just knocked all the feathers off the bird.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Did you see the bird?
Yes.
Free haircut.
I think if you go back and watch it, you can see the bird kind of like fall out.
Of course, you'd be watching for that.
I mean, it's still the most amazing thing I've ever seen on a baseball
field. I really thought the bird exploded.
I don't believe that is accurate.
How hard would you have to... Hey, Mythbusters. How hard would you have to throw a baseball to explode a bird?
Maybe people will correct me, but I think it just exploded all the feathers off the bird.
It wouldn't shock me if the Mythbusters already did something like that. They might have already done that. From the 469, a piece of Ted Williams' frozen head.
Well, then he couldn't come back. Well, I mean, if you're just using the...
Do you think he's going to come back?
Dude, we just created a dire wolf from DNA.
That's
so
a good
yeah.
point. Never mind. I accept.
See, from the 254, a piece of Jordan's flu game shoes. Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be amazing. And hey, just wait a few more years if maybe the gambling debt or something piles up and then he signs an exclusive deal with another card company. Maybe we'll get something like that.
What about a piece of a bloodstained jersey from Robin Ventura or Nolan Ryan when they got into their fight? That would be awesome.
That would be amazing. I would want something. I would either want something from the World Series win in 23. I do think something from the bat of Adolis Garcia or Corey Seager would be amazing. Maybe like a piece of the base from that series. That would be really cool. Maybe a piece of the pitching rubber, which I saw they auctioned off recently.
Oh.
Which was pretty cool at the Rangers Authentics.
Yeah.
I didn't see how much it ended up going for, but I think like right when they posted it, it already jumped to a few $1,000s. So I was like, yep, I'm out.
Which you get.
Yes, that's awesome to see that they auctioned some of that stuff away. So somebody, a diehard collector can have that on the mantle. That's pretty cool. The reason I asked this question, and Kevin, you already know about this, this is something cool that Topps just unveiled. It is WrestleMania week for those who celebrate. Congratulations, we have finally made it.
I just got to say, not thrilled with them putting Night 2 on Easter, but, you know.
Yeah, the whole pushing back of it was kind of lame because I was talking about that with my dad. We went out to eat the first weekend of April, and I'm like, it should be WrestleMania right now. Like that.
You're trying to get away from college basketball, right?
Yeah, and I understand it, but as a lifelong fan, I hate it.
Yeah.
Topps did announce this morning that similar to MLB and MLS debut patch programs, they will be debuting their own debut patches for WWE superstars for Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown, as well as WrestleMania patches that will be put onto every single performer's gear that is performing this Saturday and Sunday.
I love it.
And it will be inserted into a one-of-one card that will then be put out into the world. And then we're going to have the wrestling fans' version of the Paul Skeens chase for that debut patch. It's going to be for WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas this weekend. I think that's just printing money by Fanatics and Topps. I think that was an obvious decision that was right there for the making, and you're seeing them do it with every license that they have now. They're finding new unique ways to implement game/event used and worn material into cards for people to chase. It gets them another easy way to sell product, and it gets people like me who are new to the hobby, it gives us a way to try to chase something that is new. It's something totally new that hasn't been caught yet and isn't selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more. Like the Travis Scott, John Cena, The Rock 1-of-1 redemption card has been found.
Oh, was it?
It was found, I think, maybe 3 or 4 days ago.
Oh,
and
awesome.
It did make me happy, though, the story. The guy posted on Reddit when he pulled it. He said, I bought a 5-pack of them for my kids, and I ended up getting that.
Wow.
So he bought those just to give it to his kids, and he ends up getting the redemption for the 1-of-1 triple auto that's going to break all kinds of records and auctions. So really, really cool to see that stuff coming to the pro wrestling landscape. And I'll give you one more thing before we roll out of here with AM on the FM. Have you ever heard of Drugged Up Fish?
Huh?
Like
the band?
Exclusive.
It does. Oh, okay.
Oh, but with the shorts, yeah.
Atlantic salmon drugged up on painkillers and anxiety pills are swimming up with unprecedented speed. So you go to some local waterways here. The Swedish University of Agriculture Sciences did some studies on some local ponds and whatnot near the university. Because fish have been swimming faster.
They're getting bigger and faster and stronger.
Exactly.
Oh,
they're on PEDs.
No.
Nearly 1,000 different kinds of drugs have been detected throughout the waterways. And they found that some different psychoactive drugs like Xanax have been detected in those waterways, and it is making the fish swim faster.
Xanax, huh?
Yeah.
Because they're less inflammation, less paying
fish
attention to their injuries. Yeah. I don't know. I've never been a fish before, dude.
That's touche.
Yeah,
we're the Cansey Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up in just a minute, it's the C-Block starring Corey Majors. But before we get to any of that,
let's give something away!
Caller number 10 right now, 877-881-1053. We'll win a pair of tickets to go see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips August 19th at Toyota Music Factory. You can buy tickets or you can win them for free today and potentially all week long. Next, it's the C-Block.
What's the best team-building food? Smooth pickups and unsmooth criminals. Next in The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.